time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Erica Thompson would like to see cervical cancer become a disease of the past.
Which I think is achievable in our lifetime. The HPV vaccination is a critical component to that.
The human papillomavirus is the leading cause of cervical cancer. Vaccinating girls against HPV dramatically reduces their risk of developing it. And that's not all. Vaccinating boys reduces their risk of developing oropharyngeal cancer, a throat cancer, and four other types of cancer are also linked to the virus.
So collectively, there are about 37,000 cancers a year that are caused by HPV.
That's where Thompson comes in. She leads the Texas Human Papillomavirus Coalition, and her goal is to increase the number of South Texas teens who are vaccinated against HPV.
The latest U.S. data show about 57% of 13 to 15-year-olds are up to date on their vaccine series. Our goal is 80%.
Thompson acknowledges that it is a challenging time for parents who are being bombarded with misinformation about vaccines.
One of the things I'm trying really hard to do is listen and understand different points of view and what someone's concerns are, and addressing that, if they're open to that, with evidence-based information.
The Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas is funding Thompson's program to increase HPV vaccination rates. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.